Welcome to another episode of The Taco, and today we shall be talking about what food makes the best breakfast.
When did we decide that?
I'm your host, Joseph, and with me, your co-host, John.
The host in disguise.
Now, what do you think about bread and tea?
The best.
Exactly. That's all for the episode, folks.
Stay tuned. Catch you on to the next.
All right, hope you're having fun with your week and fun with yourself, and I hope you're okay. Yeah.
Hope you had that relief at the end. That's...
Today we'll be talking about anime villains or antagonists in a different world. So, that's the topic.
That's a broad topic. You started with the breakfast.
Yeah, see, you need to know what right breakfast you need. Bread and tea is peak light breakfast things, you know, especially when you dip the bread inside that tea. Or just put the bread inside.
Some people actually don't like that, you know. Some people actually don't like
that. That's a them problem. That's not a me problem. I like putting bread inside my tea. Sometimes just leaving it there to just sizzle.
Then again, how long do you leave it inside your tea? Because I think that's really matters.
No, that matters in the thickness of the bread. So you see, according to engineering, the varying time in how long you dip your bread or biscuits inside your tea depends on how hard it is. So now for bread, since the surface can either be harder or soft, depending on how whether you mold it or not, mm-hmm. the soft bread are just plainly gotten out of the leather. We'll just take a rough amount of 1 to 3 seconds deep inside the tea in order to get soaked fully. Now, for a bread that's well molded like a child to be a circle or a ball and mm-hmm. just thrown inside the tea, which I do not recommend, will take a more longer time and can stay there almost till the end of the tea. Yeah. Then you'll be able to take it. No, in order for it to soak well.
Why you want it to soak? Is it freaking clothes? Are you washing clothes?
Man? It's just for all the nutrients and times. I mean, it's for all the water to get into it.
Go on, as you're drinking it, you just choke on the bread then.
It's all for breakfast. Anyway, as today we're talking about anime villains, we shall be grouping them in various groups and, well, most of that.
It's like a ranking type thing.
It's not exactly ranking. It's more like, let's say, first of all, we'll call a villain. It does be like, we'll be like, how do I put this? We'll rate the villain. If he's good, if he was a good villain, what we think about him, and probably, you know, yeah. And just put him in a category.
So we're just categorizing villains. Okay,
categorizing and rating villains. Yes, that's
what is the categories then? What are the categories?
You can create any category. If we create general categories, it might be hard for all of them to fit in. So, but the general categories in this case are the ones I saw somewhere. Perfect beings, pure evil, and manipulators. And that's just three categories, and not all the villains fit into that category. So for the ones that are in those categories, we just put them there. The ones that are not, we create a special category for them.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. First off, let me just... The ones that are already grouped off in perfect beings. Let's start with the first one, Dior. The reason why it's probably here is probably because the one major thing about him was he was striving to become a perfect being. That is... the perfect human being.
I mean, that dude was unstoppable, actually. Think about it. That nigga lasted... like three parts or even four parts. No,
I think three.
Three parts, yes.
You don't even need to call it part. Generations, guys. Started from Joseph all the way down. No,
Jonathan.
Started from Jonathan all the way down to
Jotaro.
That's three generation of family. Bro. For you to be that consistent, man.
My guy was determined. That's the Luffy of the antagonist guy.
But one thing I want to, he also fits in pure evil, actually, too. Because that guy was ruthless. They didn't show him from when he was when he was little, sure. But even when he was little, the little backstory they showed of him, pretty sinister too. I think is he the one that killed his dad? I'm not sure, but he did something. I think his dad was like someone that was it was a deadbeat dad. So after some time, he got tired of him. Then he just left the dad to just survive on his own.
Just rot.
And just went on and did his own thing. Then, you know, found his way to Jonathan's Place and JoJo's Story. Then, yeah, I feel like he fits more into being pure evil or perfect. And also striving to be the perfect me, in a way. That was mostly...
Wait, do we have to fit it into one category?
You cannot put them in any category. They can fit in more than one, you know? No one is straightforward. No one is
actually,
ever...
yeah, no one is straightforward.
Exactly. So the next one in Perfect Beans, your watch.
I think many people will probably say Yuhabah, whatever.
Yuhawa? Your watch.
Your watch, it
look
is.
Look at your watch. He was more of a... Wait, what is his goal? Get the soul. I think his goal was just to become the soul king. I didn't read Bleach and I'm watching it, so far he hasn't been straightforward. He's just attacking everybody and saying he wants to be the soul king, or talking about the soul king anyhow. So right now, let's say his goal is to become the soul king or kill the soul king so that the world will be in some weird balance. And
well, I think his goal from the anime actually is to reclaim Serete. Like, I think they were the ones dominating last time, then it's now them, and the whole table's turned. And then now he's not taking revenge on them to, like, turn tables back to how he's supposed to be.
So that means he doesn't even fit in the perfect being type shit.
Yeah, he's just trying to find the sense of justice to his clan.
That's kind of weak, though. But yeah. That's the
one. I say clan people.
No, that means the person that said that he's in perfect beings was wrong.
Well, how do you say perfect?
He's not striving to be perfect now.
He's striving to be perfect.
He's just striving to become or help his
people. Actually, perfect beings to what sense, though? It's like he's striving to become perfect.
Yes, like how Dior was. He was a human being. At one point, he was like, I'm not at my fullest, or this is not the best I can get. I can be more than this. Then he now took the stone mask, then became a vampire. Then that's kind of perfect. He has enough time to read or whatever he wants to do. Enough time to plague the Joestars for 3 generations and stuff like that he wants to do. You know, wreak havoc into the world. Perfect being to him. So I think perfect being category just means they are trying to strive to be the perfect thing of what they want. They can be a mutant or something.
Mutants is a totally different category.
Then for the last one, the perfect being I feel fits actually is I don't know his name. The final boss in Full Metal Alchemist.
Pride.
No, not Pride. Pride.
Okay,
just,
that
Pride
guy.
Just fighting.
Okay, him.
The last guy that all the everything converges into.
Like, try to be God.
Exactly. So that's another form of trying to be a perfect being. Most of the time, he's always trying to be. He's always like, I'm striving to be a God. That's what leads to the person trying to become a perfect being.
Was Dio trying to be a God?
Technically, yes. No, not like God, but like he was trying to be at least above everybody.
Yeah, Dio had that vibe going, that pompous vibe.
Yeah, for now, for the next category, let's see Broken Hero.
A lot of people fall into that category.
Exactly. So now the first there is probably Eren.
Yep. Protagonist, antagonist.
Everything together. Shigaraki, then Obito. Would you say Shigaraki is actually a broken hero? Did he try to be good at one point?
At a point, he had the option. But
by that time, it was already too late now.
Yeah, right, too late. No. It was not exactly too late. When was that again? It all just happened because of his quirk. His quirk does not allow him to be a hero. From birth, basically. So he's the one that even killed his entire family.
Yeah, so we remember that from the backstory.
If
you watched all the way to the current season, if you didn't give up on My Hero Academia, you would have known that.
Yes,
I'm talking to you. Yes. So, Shigaraki, I feel like it's not like... I feel like he won't fit in Broken Hero because...
Why not?
He never really tried to be a hero. He was just trying to be... Did he try to be a hero, actually? did he actually try to be a hero?
Not really.
He was more like trying to at least live a normal life.
Exactly, he was trying to live a normal life with his family, but nah, that it wasn't
things,
just possible.
Things escalated and shit happened. But yeah, for Obito, we understand, yeah. We understand.
You don't even need to explain, we understand.
But the main drive for him to become a villain was just Rin. If that thing happened, I feel like he would have been not as strong as
Rin was the cause, though, because you know, for Rin, then Kakashi wouldn't have actually killed him. Not for Rin being alive, Kakashi wouldn't have killed Rin.
So, she's not supposed to exist now.
Exactly. Yeah, she was the cause for Obito's madness.
Now, what about Madara now?
Madara was a plain shard. Now, one just wanted to.
What do you think he'll fit in?
Perfect being.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I feel like he was just
trying. He was striving to be.
No, he wasn't striving to be a god. Part of what he wanted to do had him have to become a god in order to make it happen. He was just.
Then that was part of the goal then.
That was not part of
that
the
was
goal.
Part of
that
the.
As a side mission to the
exactly,
goal.
Exactly, a part of the main goal, the mission to.
The main goal. Come. Madara's main goal was just to make everywhere. Like how, not really how it was, but like everywhere peaceful, everybody, the world peaceful. So his plan was to make everyone fall under infinite Genjutsu, that they would just be living their most happy lives and everything and all that. Well, then Naruto and all that would stop that because, you know, that's not the life and shit like that. But to me, ain't that bad.
What the hell? Bad.
At least things are not bad there. But yeah, that's what he wanted to do, and in order for him to do it, he had to, you know, become an Otsuki and all that Mangekyou Sharingan shit going on with the moon. So yeah, I feel like he's one of those guys that had a good reason to be bad, but his execution was what made him bad. The execution of the reason why he became bad.
So it was a poor executed work then.
No, it wasn't important. He ended up achieving it partially, in the war. But let's just say he's that kind of person that he had a good idea, a good motive. But the way to reach that good motive was he had to get through. Yeah, you know, it's like I have to do this, and I'm not afraid of getting my hands dirty. That's exactly Madara. Yeah. So I don't know what kind of category you put him in. A good motive.
I'll put him in perfect being for sure, man.
Perfect being. He wasn't striving to become God.
But
or
it was part of the mission.
Mission to the main mission.
He had to achieve.
It's like saying
he
you
had
want.
To, come on. He had to achieve the state of perfect being for him to achieve his goal. So a perfect being means perfect being. So,
but it's a side mission. It's not the main mission.
Exactly. So even transcends the state of perfect being.
Dio's perfect being and Fullmetal Alchemist one. That's their main mission. They just wanted to become God or something and just be God. For him, he wasn't like I'm trying to become God. That's probably the most boring shit ever. That was just his side mission. It's like now, I want to go to Mr. Biggs. Shout out to Mr. Biggs. And I'm stuck in traffic. And what I want to get at Mr. Biggs is ice cream and let's say meat pie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stuck in traffic. And you know, I'm holding myself so that I'll eat well there. But before I reach there, I'm already getting hungry and I need some sort of nutrition to get to that place, or else I'll be weak. Mm-hmm. Or I'll lose energy to think I'm going there because. That's the one thing keeping me from killing myself from going to work every day. So yes, your side mission is to get water. And you got water on the road in order for you to be hydrated at least so that you can, you know, feel motivated to still move on in traffic and divert and enter Mr. Biggs. Shout out to Mr. Biggs.
Why are you still shouting out Mr. Biggs?
They were the OGs. But yeah, so that's the side mission. Being a perfect being was the side mission to his main mission. So it's not like it's his main mission he gets. If it was his main mission, that's why you can categorize him on trying to be a perfect being.
Exactly, but then again, wasn't he still not trying to be a perfect being?
He wasn't trying
for
to be...
that side mission to get to his main mission. Just don't think about the main mission of the Genjutsu Pass. Just think of it as him just turning to be an Otsuki.
He was still part of the process.
Not trying to be actively.
Just imagine if the anime ends before he even becomes that. So that means he was still just trying to be a god.
No. Before, if the anime ended before that, it means he was trying to achieve this goal. But how was he trying to achieve it? Nobody knows. Because no one expected he was going to turn. You had to turn to an Otsuki in order to do Infinite Tsukuyomi. What the hell is he how to pronounce that? But yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. So yes, no one actually expected that to come out from nowhere. We're actually waiting to see what his plan was. And before you know it, for some weird reason, turns to some alien. And
so let's just say the plot didn't reveal it. In Naruto, the plot didn't reveal it.
But
that's
his main mission wasn't to turn into
exactly.
A
hold
perfect
on, hold
being.
On. His main mission was not to turn into a perfect being, but it was just something he had to do.
Yes, right? Exactly what I'm
exactly.
saying. Yes.
So now just cut off the part of the Tsukuyomi part and just him reaching the state of a god-like being. Let's just say everyone thought that was his main goal now. So now, if the anime ended while everyone was trying to stop him from getting to that main god-like state, that means everyone thought that was his main goal.
Yeah, but no.
So that means they now stopped him, just like Fullmetal Alchemist stopped the main villain before he reached that stage. So that means it's technically almost the same thing.
Everybody already knew he was aiming to like get a good. Okay,
exactly, because the plot revealed it.
Not everybody knew that actually. I think most of them thought he was just trying to cause chaos.
Exactly.
Most filler characters knew that. But yes, you're saying shit, yeah?
How am I saying
shit? I'm telling you, if he was aiming, categorizing them based on their main objective, we're not talking about what they achieved in their lifetime before they got to their main objective.
Okay, let's just say Madara was one of the few villains that was actually able to achieve that godlike state before he went to his main goal. So basically, he transcended the stages of other villains to reach the godlike state before he was stopped.
That's not what you're trying to explain. But yes. He's in two categories then.
Exactly.
Motive, pure motive, and godlike being or whatever
yes.
you want to call it. But
you're still thinking about
it? No. I'm thinking maybe motive is better to put it as broken hero. No? He's a good guy. In heart,
mm-hmm.
but he's broken, as in the way to reach there to do the good thing wasn't good.
Yeah.
So I feel like broken hero and maybe perfect being.
Perfect being is definitely is, man.
How about pain? Agato. What was his motive, actually? I feel like his motive was. Wasn't of good. I know. It wasn't of good. It wasn't of good. He literally created the atom. That's not good.
He also killed Jiraiya. That's one thing.
Oh, yes. That. I felt pain during that episode.
Of course you did. Because you felt pain. Because pain was there.
Boy, that episode is freaking. It repeats in my head till
it's
this
dramatic.
Day. To this day, when I hear this song playing, it's just back in my head. Jiraiya. Oh shit. Man, you should have run now. So I don't left.
And it wasn't possible, man. He had to go. It was the time. It's time.
Well anyway, Pain is, I'll just say he's a bad guy.
Let's just say he's a bad
guy. What do you want to put him as pure evil?
I only put him as
he's not
evil.
He wasn't ruthless and heartless. So I can't medium evil.
I just say broken hero. Because he was actually good in the beginning, then now turned to pain. So yeah, broken hero seems to be the best fit for that.
All right, now on to pure evil, Frieza.
Yeah, that's completely pure evil. I want to just destroy planets for the fun of it.
I think I'm freaking racist and evil.
I just can't remember him just lasering one planet with his finger and he just.
He loves causing chaos.
Bruh. Frieza is a menace, guy.
A real menace. The Flamingo should be pure evil. That guy was wicked. No
wicked, really.
Okay, from Chat, okay.
Yeah. It was, I can't remember it much because I read One Piece a long time ago, but Doflamingo was really a tough villain. It was wicked, Joe. I remember what he was doing, all the things he was doing, slave trade. Trafficking, drugs, this one. The guy, okay,
what,
guy was,
actually, what do you expect from Celestial Dragon? Actually, what do you expect from Celestial Dragon?
Was he? I think later on they realized he wasn't a Celestial Dragon legit. Okay, no, he was.
He was.
Somehow. And it's like as if Celestial Dragons also have this thing, their veins.
It's in their blood, just to be wicked.
Just to be heartless and ruthless.
I mean, just the common Celestial Dragon just makes your blood rush. Just like entering the One Piece and just finding them.
I think I also put them all as also pure evil too.
Actually, Celestial Dragon is all pure evil.
But they can't. Most of them can't do shit except for Doflamingo. He's
the only one that achieved greatness.
Actually.
Apart from the rest.
The rest are just spoiled rich.
Spoiled brats.
They're not brats. They are adults.
Can you call those adults?
Their size doesn't matter. Jesus. Their size doesn't determine their age.
So they're just grown children.
You can also put that as most of the One Piece characters too. So I don't know if you want to call them grown children in that sense. So like, who else? Griffith.
From Berserk.
Yes.
What will you say about that?
That guy. He's just that guy.
What has he done? What are his feats?
Rape.
That's enough, folks. Pure evil to the core.
Rape in front of the person that likes the person.
Pure evil to the core. I mean, you don't need anything else. You don't need anything else.
Selling the souls of practically his whole mercenary crew to become a god. So he's partially was also aiming to become a perfect being.
I mean, that's
But he also fits in the broken hero category.
Why does he?
Because what was his motive? His motive was a world where everyone can be happy, I guess. And in order to achieve that, he had to become one of the fingers, which were technically demons or demon lords, but not your typical demon lords. I've not even seen them fight. Talk us off. The chaos they have. Anyway, he had to become one of those fingers, and I don't know if his motive is even for good anymore. At this point, it's looking like he has just switched over to pure evil.
Okay, he's lost his motive then.
Depends. They have barely given Griffith screen time, since after all the things he has done. Lately, the last thing I remember seeing after he became strong, a godlike being. He brought on different, minions. They're not low. They're like, let's say, this is the king. Then there are people that protect the king. And they are strong to different levels.
Knights.
Aha, knights.
Aha, right.
So knights are like...
So chess actually helped.
Whatever. Then there's some... Yeah, different knights from the underworld or wherever they brought them from. So yeah, they have just been causing havoc all around the freaking world. And at this point, I don't know if he's trying to create the world for good or just trying to end the world and restart it or something.
Like, I raped someone. Why would his motive be for good?
There was a motive behind the rape too.
Why was there a motive?
There's a child that came out of that. And yeah, I think that child. That child is just a very confusing thing now in Berserk. And since Kentaro Miura died, I'm just left with questions and, I don't even know whether... I want Berserk to continue because of the story. But yet again, the story I feel like the story might not feel as the same as how it felt.
The story might feel best friend just saturated from the main source, manga.
Because right now, the one confusing thing in the manga to me is this child that came out of the rape. The child now, he came, they gave birth to the child.
Mm-hmm.
He disappeared. Not like disappeared, like vanished. He walked around, did wrong thing. For a minute, we didn't see him again.
The avatar is what
he But he kind of to. Saved gods at one point. Something came and attacked them during the, I think, giving birth period or whatever time range. Then
somehow he helped Guts. I don't know whether he gave him some powers or something, but he helped Guts escape from that situation. Then ever since then, we didn't see him again. And later on, next time we see him, we just see this naked child with full long hair, black, running around. And yeah, just somehow being attracted to Guts for some weird reason. We're just like, you know, this hiding corner looking at you.
Yeah.
So when you see him, he runs away, shit, shit, shit. Before you know it, he came close to Guts, and Guts now kind of realized probably Kasaka's son. So yeah, things like that. They became close at one point. Then at the end, he kind of ran away. Then another time he came back again. But and this like them traveling from different place to different place and just seeing him randomly. So I don't understand that boy. And he always comes out when there's a full moon or something like that. Because I always see the moon when he's out. But yeah. Then the last chapter I read was literally this boy turning into Griffith in front of my eyes. He was just standing there, like after him and Guts have bonded for a couple of chapters or pages. Before you know it, they just show the boy turning back to look at Guts. Then you see Griffith's face with a tear down in his cheek, rolling down his cheek. And I'm like, what? But what?
This is very confusing.
Exactly.
What kind of plot twist is this guy? The main villain either, becomes the best.
I don't know. I've not read the next chapter, but either Griffith is the actual Griffith came there to that island where the Air Witch is supposed to not house things like that,
mm-hmm.
or the child somehow turned into him, which I don't know how. So yeah, I don't know Griffith's main plan. So, but it looks like he's cooking something nasty, sure. In that sense,
the plot twist is heavy. It's rotational. It's sensational.
Even the way Griffith, when Griffith was trying to turn into one of the God Hands, it was actually unexpected. It was just eclipsed. Then, oh man, God.
Oh, enough of Berserk.
And anyway, next Sukuna. That's just that guy is just an Agbero guy. He just wants to beat everybody. That's what just the hell?
Where did that come from?
He traveled through time just to prove he is the he's the king of curses. Guy, I feel like he was bored in his own time. So him just appearing in this time and with some sorcerers around to play with. Just gave him the opportunity to be like, all right, let me just, you know, show off a few here and there and just kill everybody.
Yeah.
But now it's looking like they're giving him a new goal. I read JJK recently and it's looking like Kenjaku somehow gave him a purpose. I don't know, maybe it's a deal, Shaf, for some weird reason. No, Sukuna's main plan is just that I want to fight someone.
Okay.
Basically, or fight the strongest person, or at least have fun fighting. Not have fun fighting. I want to fight somebody, yes.
Okay.
Because I'm bored. And now it's looking like as if he wants to kill everybody. For some weird reason. Why do you want to kill normal people?
That's a new purpose now.
He just switched his mind at one point. So it was like, after Kenjaku died, for some weird reason, he just like, all right, nah, I'm good to kill everyone here in the calling games, all the sorcerers, and go on to kill every other person. I'm like, why? Just like that. But yeah, I don't know. Sukuna, pure evil, but like,
well, there's no any other bots, bro. That one is just pure evil. No, nothing attached.
But I want to see how he ends.
Everyone dead.
How they end him.
Would they even end him?
Or maybe he'll take himself out.
Doji
died because someone killed him.
In the end, when he took away that guy's body.
Alright, next category is manipulators. These are people that just get into your mind to control you. Aizen.
Yes.
That guy cooked for the whole of Bleach season.
Bruh, since the conception before, of Ichigo, man, that guy was cooking.
Before Thousand Year Blood Arc, this guy's plan was since episode one. Before episode one, negative episodes.
Bro, before Soul Society Arc, guy, when he had to save Rukia, he was still cooking, man. He faked his own death, guy. Do you know what it takes to fake your own death? Drop your call of. And that was just a small part of his plan. His grand plan of just taking over Soul Society.
I don't think we know his grand plan till now.
Yeah, he's still...
I think I remember his grand plan. I think his grand plan was to reach the Soul King.
Soul King, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it.
I think I was just overthrowing the Soul King.
Yeah, I think that's it, actually. But, guy, that was a lot of... He did a lot of things behind the scenes, though. and caused a lot of things to happen.
Like, he even brought a band of people to he formed the Espada.
Yes, and he created the Arrancas too. Something that ended up creating them. Man, that guy.
Isaac.
I am a raging sports fan, tired of going to viewing centers to view my favorite club and getting into heated argument without facts. If only there was a way to still watch my favorite club and still argue.
Well, hey there, have you heard of PlusScore? No. What's that?
Well, PlusScore is an online sports-based social media where you can join groups for your favorite club to argue, chat personally with anyone to argue, and even chat on live matches streamed there to argue.
Alright, that's more than enough places to argue.
But there's more. There's also a section where you can view the latest sports news, match fixtures, and tables.
Well, that sounds interesting.
So what are you waiting for? Go on to App Store or Play Store to download and enjoy PlusScore right now. Back to the episode.
Poop, that was the definition of a chef, man.
Then there's Makima. She's a villain, but like...
Okay, Makima. Okay.
She didn't have time to like really do her villainish things in a full extent.
She didn't complete her villain phase.
Yeah, she kind of did, actually.
Oh, she did.
She did, but... for me, I feel like she didn't have it. Like Isaiah and I had, we had a whole long bleach season to see how he cooked throughout everything, detail by detail. But Makima now, it's just like, let's say, she had a shorter time period.
To explain her process.
No, her process was straightforward and always in our face. Control Deji to do anything she wants. But the other part that not everybody knew was that she wanted to... Let me not spoil it, yeah. But yeah, she wanted to do some things with Denji, which led to, you know, probably a lot of people dying.
God Devil.
Yeah, God Devil was involved too. But like, it's kind of like she wanted to do something good, but the approach was also bad. But yet again, she also had something bad in mind, which was Total Control.
Well, from season one of Chainsaw Man, the main goal of the entire Chainsaw Man is to defeat the Gun Devil.
Yeah, that's their main goal, but Makima's goal was just to control.
But what other good intent of Makima is not killing the Gun Devil, which is the main goal of most people that are involved in the anime?
We didn't get to see that. That's why I said she had a short time period. Well, all we saw that was she just wanted to control everyone. But I can't remember her main goal. Either I think she mentioned it, but I can't remember it right now because right now it's in part two is looking sketchy. But yeah, it's all about control, Sha, for her because she's literally that devil. Next, Light Yagami. Is he a villain? Is he a bad guy? It's not a villain.
Yeah, it's not a villain.
He's a broken hero, actually, if you put it in a different term. He was trying to do good.
Just unfortunate circumstances led to other unfortunate circumstances. Unfortunate circumstances, he just happened to stumble upon a book. I mean, that could happen to anyone.
True.
Then he wouldn't, at least he ended up, let's just say he actually ended up in the right hands. Yeah. So there are many worst case scenarios that could have happened.
It could have landed on Hitler's front, but you know.
That would have been chaos.
Guy, all you had to do is just get names.
Just get the names, man. That's all.
Yeah, that's nasty, man. But yeah, his hands were considerably good. And among the good things he managed to do.
Justifiable.
Maybe just drop that thing nice in Nigeria, guy. That's all I need, guy. All I need is that. Start,
a better government,
a better world.
Isn't world.
I won't turn crazy like Light at the end, but I'll make sure I get rid of every bullshit.
True.
I can get my name. Yeah, I can get my hands on, which is their name. Then there's the king. I won't say the king, but Johan.
Okay, him.
His planning methods. It's not like Aizen, like. There's a lot of things leading to things, but he's like the best definition of a manipulator in all these people. Makima is her powers that leads to her controlling you. Light, he's just smart to control the situation. Aizen, control the whole situation. I guess.
That nigga wrote Bleach with Taite Kubo.
I control the whole of, let's say, the control situation in grand scale. That's, let's say, Aizen. Then for Joran,
that's it from Monster.
It wasn't like controlling the situation in the grand scale. It was more like controlling the situation on the spot. You can meet him with a gun in your hand to shoot him, and he will talk to you to kill yourself, and you will kill yourself and feel good about it. You'll be smiling on the floor, just dead.
God damn.
That guy...
That's the definition of talk no jitsu
that
now.
That guy could manipulate anybody to do anything. Guy, he was just... Even at the end, Sev, it doesn't really... There was no clear explanation of them getting him. They got him. What happened again? I don't know. Something happened, Sha. But they got him. And later on, he disappeared still. So he's still there doing his things. Probably somewhere. Well, I think maybe he lost his motive now. Unless he just gets a new motive for no good reason. But that's not...
What was already satisfied.
The motive was... All those monsters main thing. When he grew up without parents. So the foster home he got sent to, him and his sister. One of his goals, let's say when you're small now and you're in a foster home newly and you're not liking the environment and shit, you want to break out, obviously. Mm-hmm. So one of it was to break out that time, but later on, in order for him to break out, he's not strong enough to do anything to the adults. And they were experimenting on the kids there.
Mm-hmm.
To make, okay, I remember it now. The foster home, one of his main goals was to break him and his sister out.
Yeah.
Because they were experimenting on everybody in the foster home, the kindergarten, whatever. And their goal was to create someone exactly like him. So they literally created him in a sense. Yeah, the two ways about it that confused me. I don't know if they created him or if he was always like that, but pretended he wasn't like that when they were trying to still create him in that way, or they just added more fuel to the fire. You know, it's inside him, but they brought it out more, so he was able to at least manipulate almost the whole of that kindergarten, almost everyone to go crazy, and they just started killing each other. And things happened. And happened. The sister escaped without the brother for some time. She has some issues, traumatic issues after that too, Sha. And things just happen. It's messed up. It's messed up psychologically, Sha. When you reach that side of monster. But yeah, the best manipulator so far I've seen in all of anime and manga I've read so far. Who else? Now I'll just go to list random villains and just try and put them in a nice category. Mirum, that insect from Hunter x Hunter.
From Hunter x Hunter.
He didn't. I don't think they had a goal.
He just wanted. Wait, what did he actually want?
I feel like all they wanted to do was just have a place.
They just wanted to live.
Yeah. Basically, but they also wanted to get rid of human beings too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made them bad. So they didn't have any big grand scale thing like that. So what you call them? They're just terrorists.
Yeah, they're just terrorists.
Yeah, terrorist category that they're there. Askeladd.
Okay, from Villain Saga.
I'll put him in something. He was like a necessary evil.
Yes, exactly what I was about to say.
Exactly, because...
I wonder if you say he was evil, actually.
That's just the best way to put it. The necessary bad or necessary evil for that situation. Because either that or Thorfinn would have gone to a totally different route.
And had enemies.
Yes. True. But later on, he was necessary evil. So, let's just put him as necessary evil. And man, that guy was good. He played the necessary evil role very good.
Fullest, bro.
To the best of his extent. And it was spot on. Even till the time that someone who killed himself. Was he actually talking about
the prince?
Prince. Even till that time, so he still played that role.
Mm-hmm.
In order for Thorfinn to at least not lose his mind at that young age. and gave him a goal at least.
Yeah, he gave Thorfinn a goal for that brief period to face all his angers at him.
Exactly.
Not at anything else, just at him.
Necessary.
Necessary.
Well, then we have Muzan.
MJ. He had MJ.
What
I would say
he just wants. Basically, his goal is just he just wants to live.
Yeah, he just wants to live as well. I was about to say pure evil, but now I don't think it's that.
It's kind of he doesn't fit in Broken Hero, but like he actually just had a good motive. But in order to get that good motive, you have to get through a lot of bad things, circumstances, actually.
Circumstances.
Because you're a vampire and you actually still need blood. And a vampire, you can't walk around with the sun too.
Exactly.
So, you know,
circumstances. He was just like that. He was the hero for the wrong side.
You mean hero? Hero for the vampire side.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why he became their king too. Well, he's a bad guy, under circumstances, you know.
Circumstances, exactly.
Or special. Due to special involvement. Due to his special, he's a bad guy. Let's see. Next is Makishima from Psycho Pass season 1. All I can remember is that he was bad, but was it for a good reason? He was just basically trying to oppose the Sibili system, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was.
But was it for a good reason?
He was trying to expose the Sibili system.
Okay, yeah, trying to expose it. So, is he a broken? No, not a broken. Is he? A good guy, but the way the world is makes him out to be the bad guy.
Bad guy, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's how to put it best, because he's almost on that same level of a manipulator too, to an extent.
Yeah, he was actually a manipulator to an extent, because he actually managed to change people's minds to oppose the civil system, to follow him and his ideals.
That's true. He's also a manipulator and a bad guy due to the system of government.
Government apparently does not want anyone to oppose the civil system.
Exactly. Even after they found the secret and everything. Yeah, but that thing was crazy.
It was crazy. That season one of Psycho Pass was quite insane.
It was peak. It was like season one, managed to get through season two and three, and just start watching the movies.
The movies were...
they've been dropping movies only lately, and the movies have been clean animation and all good and fun. But I want one nice season, you know? One nice season. Wait, did they get him? Did they kill him at the end? Makishima?
Yeah, they did.
Ah, fuck.
They did. That's why he kept on appearing to the main character constantly.
Yeah. I remember. It would have been nice if he escaped and they don't bring him back for another season.
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah. All right, Itachi. I feel like he falls in Necessary Evil.
Necessary or Broken Hero?
Broken Hero. How would you say he's a broken hero?
I don't know. I just felt like it.
I think Necessary Evil, because he was the one that protects, he was the one that protected
Sasuke.
No. What's the name of their town? Konoha. Yeah, Konoha from the shadows. So he had to be, he's the one that did the dirty work. Just, he's kind of like how Sasuke is now. Naruto now, the one that's doing the dirty work behind Ashitla. So he's the one that had to go through doing the bad things. And later on, I don't know why he got rid of his freaking family. I can't remember that part well. But I'll say Necessary Evil.
I think it was from Mangekyou. I'll do it from Mangekyou.
You're dying because of Mangekyou. I believe Necessary Evil. Just the Necessary Evil. He wasn't inherently bad. As to say, I want to destroy this town or just kill everyone. For no good reason at all. He had a reason why to. Because they needed to be a bad guy.
Yeah. Necessary Evil.
Even so fast for Sasuke too. But that guy would have been a menace if he was fully healthy, yeah?
I don't think anyone would have been able to stop him.
It would have been hard to beat him, at least, yeah. Then we have Shotoka from Fullmetal Alchemist. The person that turned his daughter, combined his daughter.
You don't have to say anything more. You know that one just outright, just...
I need to explain his crime.
Nothing more than death, the guy.
He's all pure evil. Pure evil. And why did he do that? For no apparent reason, after experiments, Just a plain
he
out
just
experiment.
Wanted to see what would happen.
How you just do that? Just wanting to see
he
what
he just
happened.
Wanted to. He fused his daughter and his dog into one, just for the fun of it.
Why?
And we had this kind of dynamic going on with the daughter and the main character, which was now going on for like a few episodes. Then that happened by the side.
So that episode slapped hard when I saw it. And the dog was starting to talk again. It was mimicking her voice when she was trying to. Ay, fuck. Nah.
It was just wrong. It was plain wrong.
It was wrong. Wrong things people do. Estef. Well,
I don't know what
categories put mommy S death, but I'm guessing necessary evil for me.
I think you're just being all mellow because of his S death.
Well, she was just bad actually. There was nothing there. She was just the bad guy.
Yeah, she was the bad guy.
She was the bad guy for that, for the show. There wasn't a grand plot.
It was part of the plot actually. She was. Wait, she has to be. What?
I'm trying to remember the plot of Akamega Kiosmo. I think the hero, the good guys that were thinking were the good guys were the bad guys. In sense, I think Esther was like, let's say, military.
Yeah.
In our world, in our world kind of setting, she's the military, and the good guys are already terrorists to every other normal person. So she's not really bad. She's just doing her job.
Yeah.
True. Then we have All for One.
How do I get into this now?
Well, first of all, start with what category you put him in. Explain why he's in that category.
Category.
Before you fly off the rail.
One, he is a manipulator. Two, he's. Wait, what was that godlike being one?
Yeah.
What was that?
The last one again is also pure evil. Why is he fitting out there?
He's sort of pure, not to the fullest extent, but he was. I think he fits out to all categories.
What is his motive for being bad, actually?
His motive is just. He just wants to be the Demon King. In his words, the Demon King.
That's all.
Yeah, he wants to turn the world back to what it was before, a quirkless world.
That's
kind for of everyone like, to be equal.
So that's kind of like a good thing.
You can, exactly. It was a good thing, but everyone is trying to stop him because people need quirks and, well, the world is already what it is now. We can live in harmony, but why are you trying to revert it back to its unrefined state?
I think I'm siding with him now because...
Exactly. I've been siding with him. You know exactly
because,
what...
Because actually, that's a good thing to do because the more there are people with quirks and not quirks, the more there's going to be chaos. Because at one point, the people without quirks or with quirks will start becoming bad against, like becoming racist against people without quirks.
Exactly.
Even if there are good people with quirks that won't be like that, there's definitely bad people with quirks that will be like that. And that will lead to war. And there are people that might not have quirks now that may not like how the situation is and decide to become terrorists or find a way to be able to take away someone's quirks, like taking someone's bending or something. Then it becomes something bad, you know.
And that's why he used the term Demon King, because these people that are like, let's just say, mutants-ish, like the quirks didn't really have the effect of how you'll be with your normal human form, but just be this kind of mutant shape or figure.
Yeah, those ones.
Yeah, those ones, exactly. So them, those are the outcasts of society now. So now he groomed those outcasts of society into this group, into his own army, to be the Demon King of that army, to oppose the regular people.
Makes sense.
Exactly. Okay. That's why I use the term Demon King. So now, achieving that state of godlike being now, well, All for One. That's all I have to say. All for One. Speaking of our power, it can take all your, it can take your quirks and it can use your quirks.
So. If it takes your quirk, you're still alive, you know. You just don't have power, or are you dead?
You are dead.
Okay. So the way I'm seeing now, he falls more in the good motive but bad execution.
Yes,
it's more strongly on that than.
He's also, I would say the. Pure evil, because he's ruthless in executing it, guy. He would do anything to achieve his goal.
Why the hell does he have so much zeal?
That is why, in my ranking of villains, he's among the top three in my rank. Even not even number one.
Yeah. And there's this guy, there's this villain from Main Abyss. I can't remember his name again.
Ah, Bondrude.
What was his goal, actually? I can't remember his goal anymore. I think his goal was just to experiment on
people. I think he had a good goal. Not exactly to experiment.
What was his good goal? To discover
what was in the abyss and just make something that can help.
And he doesn't mind experimenting on people. Exactly, or to achieve that. Yeah, that's what it was. So, good goal, bad execution.
Like, he's actually nearly in the state of that guy from Fullmetal Alchemist.
A god like being?
Nah. He did something to his daughter.
Turned
his daughter into
an abyss again.
Into goop. Let's put it that way. Yeah. And then, well, she was still alive. She was,
yes,
she,
sure.
But then again, they now also turned her into a whistle, a white whistle for her. What was her name again?
Man, it made an abyss just full of sad stories. And
yeah, no, stories. Just sad. Just touching stories, guys. Like,
Sad, touching stories, yes.
Bro, like, every layer they go down to has this character, has this
state of despair you have to pass through before they are going to the next layer.
And the next layer just brings worse.
Exactly.
It just gets worse as you go down.
So imagine the end of Main Abyss, they just have to stay down there because, you know, you can't go back up.
Unless they can destroy the place somehow.
Or unless maybe there's a call or something.
If you destroy the place, just collapsing with you.
And you die now. You save people from coming down.
But then again, the place is still in the surface, inside the...
Oh yeah. That's true. Yeah. Man, sucks. I really want to see how things are in the deeper sides. Also. But the release for chapters are slow.
Bro, it's like 5 in 1 year. I'm not even joking, bro.
All right, next is the Major from Helsing. I don't think you watched Helsing to know this guy.
No.
This guy, he's bad. It's kind of pure evil. What was his goal again? He was more like trying to just... can't remember his goal.
Wow.
I think he was just trying to destroy the whole of Britain or a certain country. He was German. Something like that. War.
A communist, you see.
No, that's Russia. But yeah, he was. Whatever. It was more of I'm trying to just get rid of these people. Yeah, I think that was just his goal.
Pure evil.
Pure evil. I just want to destroy this whole country and level it to the ground.
Pure evil is his.
I'm not afraid to use supernatural things to get shit done. So yeah, pure evil. That's. Vicious from Cowboy Bebop.
Vicious. Okay, the
guy with the bird.
Okay, the ending of the seasonal.
Yes, now she in a movie. Yeah.
There was a movie.
Yeah, there's a movie, but there's a bad guy in that movie that was bad guy vibes. Just a movie for, you know, feels. But yes,
your vibes.
Vicious. He barely did anything. It was just somebody that was haunting Spike's past, basically. He's a bad guy, but not a bad guy. You want to put someone upscale, you know?
Yeah, it's not. It's just the story of Cowboy people doesn't escalate to that level.
Yeah, they even barely give us the full detail of what he has done.
Mm-hmm. But he did kill his partner.
He killed his partner. Killed everyone that in the organization they worked in before, and that was it. Actually, at that point, he didn't look like he was trying to expand or anything. He was just a good bad guy.
He had a reason for doing that, so. His partner got in the way, probably.
I think Spike was actually his partner then, opposing ideas and stuff.
Led to that.
But yeah, he was a good bad guy for that situation.
Yeah.
So he was a bad guy. I'll just leave it at that. A good bad guy. Category good bad guy. Blackbeard in One Piece.
Evil.
Evil? Evil
deserves death. Deserves death, nothing more than that.
Is it evil per se?
What is his goal?
That's exactly what I'm thinking of right now.
The One Piece, clearly.
That is part of his goal, but I think he's trying to prove something too. Can't remember what.
I think he's trying to prove that he can create the perfect crew.
Is it?
Because his crew right now has this kind of this makeshift fruit, devil fruit that are created.
That's true.
Yeah, every single one of his crew members have a devil fruit.
Ooh.
That are by their own choice even. So yeah, he's trying to probably prove this point that he can have the best crew. And probably he has two devil fruits already.
Yeah, devil fruit power. So, I think I can take more. So.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe not. I don't know.
I haven't really explained it. There's a limit, but he has two currently.
Exactly, actually. And that guy is goddamn mysterious. But he hasn't even had enough screen.
He's also a D.
Yeah.
Which is just making things more hard to comprehend.
Yeah, to wrap around.
These are just very troublesome in that world, I swear. Every single one of them. Dragon, Luffy, Ace.
Law, sir.
Law. What else again? Blackbeard.
Yeah, I know there was this giant.
Garp, too.
Yeah, Garp. The some Jaguar D Paul, one giant like that.
Yeah, back then. But that one's.
I think he even died later on for me. That's them Robins place.
Yeah. Blackbeard,
pure evil.
Pure evil is not sitting right with me because he's not ruthless. He's just bad. Like, he's the bad type of bad, but he's not up to the pure evil level. How do I put this? It's like, let's look at Doflamingo and look at Blackbeard. There's a difference in how they exhibit how bad they are. The Flamingo can just come straight up to you and just stab you and you just die. Blackbeard just be like, he'll beat you up. There's a likelihood of Blackbeard leaving you just to suffer and the Flamingo just kill you on the spot.
It doesn't that mean the Flamingo is even more considerate about your life?
No, it just means the Flamingo is heartless.
He actually just took you out fast. The Flamingo, Blackbeard just watched you suffer. And you suffering with the suffering.
And he doesn't like the Flamingo can just you can't say pure evil, Sha. Let's just leave it
at that. It wasn't because of Blackbeard that even captured Ace even that time.
Yeah. It's the type of bad that is annoying. The annoying bad, yeah, I think that's it.
So without Blackbeard, Ace was still being alive and something would have happened clearly.
Yeah, Whitebeard would have.
Whitebeard would have still been alive. That's where I was getting at. So, it's a Whitebeard's fruit.
He's the annoying type of bad. The type of bad that is like Rachel with Tower God that's just annoying whenever they come on screen. And you're just waiting for the main character to get rid of them. Yes, that's his category, annoying bad. With a hint of
pure evil.
With a hint of pure evil.
Pure evil.
What about Ahsoka?
I'll put him in a special category. I'll put him in zesty bad, you know. I think I'll be acting zesty all the
time.
He's
bad because of Gon. That's just the one thing to put it.
He's down bad. Getting all zesty.
He hasn't done anything of like bad guy can, but if anybody has done anything that's a bad guy type of thing is what's his name, the guy with the book that leads the crew that Ahsoka was among before. Is it Krolo?
It's Krolo.
That's the one guy that looks like maybe bad, but they haven't done those guys.
He
still
hasn't
haven't
really done anything. Done the Phantom Troop
mean bad things. Yes. Well, another person is also Killua's brother too. That guy looks like he's onto some shady shit. When they finally show him in person, you're like, wait. When they finally show him again in person, it's like they might just end up seeing him walking for the main bad guy. He goes like, oh, you're here. Something like that. But yes, Ahsoka is just a zesty bad type of person. Gilgamesh.
I want to actually call him bad.
He's bad because good ideas, a good motive or bad execution.
Good motive of what? Execution of
must
what?
Be a good king.
Yeah, then what makes him bad? How is he the bad guy of? Is there no really bad guy of Fate? Really, everyone's the bad guy.
What? Gilgamesh is a bad guy to a level.
You know who can you can call a bad guy in Fate?
The person that won that Holy Grail war in which one? Before Tel Blade works. Bad guy.
Zero. It's zero.
Zero. Okay. Father, okay. I think Shiomia or Oh, yeah. That one that was like a priest.
Yeah, you can say he's a bad guy.
Guy, Gilgamesh is bad to a level. It's not so, like it's not grand.
He's just prideful.
Yes.
He just does what he wants.
He is ready to do anything to get what he wants. Not like to get what he wants to get what he wants. I feel like get what he wants is a better way to put it. But what his goal was, he's the king. And in order to be the king, you have to be above everyone. So anyone that comes to oppose him gets fucked up. Hence that. Or anybody that comes to oppose his power gets that. So in any kind of story, he's the bad guy.
Yeah, you can say it as that, but you can just be like his pride. He just does what he wants to do at any point in time. He can meet you in a battle. You want to face me? I don't feel like facing you. I walk away. Exactly. You can't just do that.
But
he kills he wants to kill.
Okay, it's not a bad guy. Okay, let's put a different category. It's not a bad guy, but his pride won't allow him.
Exactly. His pride won't allow him. Very prideful nigga.
And we have Isaiah Orihara.
Who the hell is that?
Drara. That guy.
Okay, that guy.
Yeah. He's kind of like, he's a manipulator.
Yeah, he's a manipulator, definitely.
But he's not pure evil. He has a goal that is not good, but good for him. I think what he's trying to achieve, not immortality. I think he's just trying to get the head of that headless driver.
Yeah, that
because
was...
the thing might hold some power or something. I can't remember the full story of Dora, but his goal is not like of something or like destroy the world type stuff.
It's not of a grand scale. Like that.
Then we have Anti-Spiral from Gurren Lagann. And you look at me like as if you haven't watched it, because I know you haven't watched it.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't.
Anti-Spiral is just their job. Just one guy they saw in space after all, and it turned out to be the was it space? Yeah, it was all one. It's just one bad guy that turns out to be the main bad guy that we didn't see coming.
So a bad guy,
a hidden bad guy.
What do you mean hidden? He was still right in your face. So
not really right in your face. They didn't show signs that much. At all, at the ending of Gurren Lagann, they started showing that. Someone had another spin power to like the main character. So yeah. That. And last on this list is Envy. He's not really a bad guy, but he was a bad annoying person on screen. And well, this guy Fullmetal Alchemist.
Okay.
And this guy got rid of him in a good way.
Is he Mustang?
Yeah, Mustang.
Okay, that's Envy. Yeah.
Which other Envy still?
Couldn't remember which one was Envy, which one was whatnot. But yeah, he got roasted. That's what. Still, that was a very confusing experience, you know.
That was first character. It's one of those first characters that you'll be contemplating is he or is she.
Guys, that was a trap. If we don't decide so fast, so quickly, just stay and watch by the sideline. Is this a male or a female?
I feel like
wearing a skirt.
I feel like it's more of a male. I don't know, but in a way that can still be associated.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, but yeah, the dressing was more female. The way he behaved was more of a male because he was aggressive, completely aggressive, and was impulsive too. Then,
but was it all an act because of envy? Exactly.
Okay, that's true. That's true. You could end up working that way too.
Wow. A trap. This was a very well laid out trap.
Envy. I envy the other gender, so I must behave like the other gender. Or if I'm the other gender, I also envy the other gender. So I must be in between, being able to envy both.
Write that down. Write that down. So much. Write that down.
Exactly. Put that on your shirt.
Who's putting that on his shirt?
Put that on the back of his shirt, guy. But anyway, that's been a lot of villains and categories for villains. There's some villains that you really connect with when you realize their goals, and sometimes that makes them good.
Awful one.
Yeah, that guy. But yes, a lot of villains, ruthless ones, hard ones, manipulators, perfect beings, besides Marida.
Marida was definitely a perfect being. Somebody out there is siding with me right now.
Wow, Marida, I've gone through this for sure.
We have not completed it though.
We have.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yes, that's been the episode. Make sure to follow us, subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Check us out on X/Twitter. IG.
Slash.
Yeah, see, I hate calling X. I prefer saying Twitter, but yes. IG. IG. Let us know down in the comments who you think is the best villain or the best type of villain for you. And
or any other villain I missed. Because there are one out there.
True. I feel like I missed a couple too. Like Evangelion, she's that too.
That's a villain.
I feel like he will fit more in like in the pure... Not pure villain. I think perfect being. He was trying to actually achieve that. But yes, let us know down in the comments what kind of villain you like. The category of the villains you like and any villains we missed up and who your best villain is, any of those three things. If you want to be a guest, let us know through X, you know, text us or holler at us, you know, some type of way, maybe through email.
Always using email to send.
Make it official. But yeah, let us know and we will, you know, work things out.
Thought the phones are down below.
That's all for the episode.
I'm just saying.
We'll catch you on next episode. I've been me. And this is me saying goodbye.
What?
Sayonara.